What we want to do together is to really give more and more obvious and public recognition for cities and local governments and communities that work every day to improve the lives of their people so that people's resilience is strengthened. There were 38 applicants. We launched the invitation last year in May here in Geneva at our global meeting. And we invited everyone to apply, but we also said for the first award, we will give specific attention to cities because of ISDR's global campaign on resilient cities.
What specific issues is BEIRA addressing in order to mitigate against disasters?
BEIRA, in many ways, is a very typical city in fast-developing countries. Every year, Mozambique is hit by cyclones. So in BEIRA, there are annually several times it is flooded, and particularly these poorest areas where the sanitation is still absent, the drainage is very weak, if not absent. If you can imagine a little water stream that immediately floods and takes away people's belongings from their houses when the water starts rising. So this monitoring system is an efficient monitoring system that actually immediately sends a signal or warning to people when the water starts increasing above a certain level so that they can get to their houses and pick up their things and make sure they don't get taken away. So it's quite simple, but it's effective and it's extremely local. So they take the opportunity also to engage people in longer-term issues.
Has the systems that BEIRA put in place been tested and have they been found to be working?
Yes, it's been tested and it does work. So the project here is the extension of the project to make sure that it reaches more communities in BEIRA Township, but also in areas around BEIRA.
How effective is this system in ensuring that people actually do evacuate?
That's also the larger part of the organization of the Office of Disaster Management. It's to engage people to respect early warning signals and evacuation. But the reason why people stay is very often that they fear that their belongings will be stolen. So that's how the communities with the city authorities need to look at what safety measures can be put in place. And how long is the advance warning so that if it's very serious, people can in fact take their precious belongings with them. This is one of the major challenges with any early warning system is people need to, one, trust the system, and two, they need to trust their own communities and the environment that they will not lose everything.
Can this system be replicated elsewhere in the developing world?
Absolutely. This particular system, as I said, it's a system that measures that water rises above a certain level. So, of course, one has to be clear on what type of early warning it is. It's not an early warning against high winds, and it's not an early warning for very rapidly moving flash floods. But it is a very good early warning for very, very common these days and increasing all the time urban flooding that floods into people's house. So it's certainly replicable to many, many countries.
Finally, you only received about 38 proposals worldwide. I don't know, is it an indication there is still a lot to be done in terms of cities adapting disaster risk reduction measures?
Yes, I would say, one, I take it as a great interest of cities to show that they are doing things and really trying to improve the situation. And this is, of course, the purpose of the campaign that we've been running now for 2 years for resilient cities. And up till today, there is over 1,000 cities and local governments that have signed up. And they come exactly from all the parts, all the areas of the world, rich, poor countries, middle-income countries. So working together and giving visibility to these issues, yes, it's a sign that there's a lot more to do, but it's also a sign that a lot is being done and practical things are being done, and try to learn from those and also share these learnings so that the improvements can happen in a very practical and low-profile way.